Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, thank you, and welcome everybody to Saturate. It's a good, great day in the name of the Lord. I hope you got your Bible with you. If you do, open it up to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Getting Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, I got some good news for you. I got some good news for you today, okay? Man, aren't you glad for good news? Man, you can turn on CNN and get some of the baddest news you've ever heard. It ain't just CNN, honey. It's Fox, too. It's all of them. They're not making money off of the good news. I don't know why. You think people would want to hear some good news? Well, I got some good news. Joshua 1, 9. Let me read it to you. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I want to do this song right here. This is one that goes way back. But you know, folks, I'm going to tell you the truth. I ain't always been a saint. Well, maybe in God's eyes, but I'll tell you, I've been a little scoundrel, and I have tried my best to go the wrong way, but God never let me go. But there have been times I cried this song. I played this song. And when I was so far, I felt so far from God. And in retrospect, now I can look back and say, he had me right there in his hand the whole time. But this song is for those who are hurting and needing for God to just assure them, give them that assurance that he's right there. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. Listen to this song and enjoy it. Smoking Awful, I Need You Now.
Not a second. Another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left slip while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the waves of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you victory. Yeah. second, not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord.
Are you crying out, God? I need you. Somebody's saying right now, where are you, Lord? I tell you, folks, we're going to read this in the Word right now. Just be encouraged, okay? Joshua 1:9, where we started off, is God reiterating to Joshua what Moses just got through telling him. I say just. I'm not sure exactly how much time has passed, but it wasn't, you know, hundreds of years. Because if you go back to Deuteronomy, Chapter 31, verse 8, or let's start in verse 7, it says, Then Moses called for Joshua and said to him, In the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous. Now, this is the command. This is not a suggestion. Be strong and courageous, for you will go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their fathers to give them, and you shall give it to them as an inheritance. And the Lord himself goes before you. He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Now, folks, listen. You know, there's a lot of things that people will ask. They ask questions all the time. Well, brother, what do you think about, you know, this or what do you that? Like people say, what do you think about smoking marijuana? Well, because it's not in the Bible. Well, I believe that it really is, but obviously, the word marijuana is not in the Bible, you know, things like that. And I'm just using that as an example. There's a lot of things like that where, you know, it's not super duper duper clear whether it's a right or a wrong. I think if you got the Holy Spirit in you, you know, he'll lead you. The Bible says he'll lead you into all truth. But let me move on. What I'm saying is, there's a few things in the word, that questions that people have that are not all over the Word. You just have to trust in God with faith. But there are some things in the Word that are all over it. I'm telling you, they're all over it. I can't tell you how many times God has jerked a knot in me, so to speak, and said, son, open your eyes. You're missing the simplicity of it. You're missing the simplicity of it. This world is loaded up, folks, with bad news. It's loaded up with anxiety, resentment, fear, fears of every kind, thousand forms of fear. Anger is nothing but fear coming out in ways because you're scared of something. And here the Lord has commanded us. It's a command. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. And the reason why? Well, you say, well, why? You say, don't be discouraged. Why? He said, because I am with you. Now, folks, the scripture in the Bible that says, if the Lord be for us, who can be against us, man? I'm going to tell you, you know, when the 12 spies went out, when Moses sent them out, this was before the 40 years wandering in the desert, in the wilderness. You know, they had to do the 40 years because 10 of the 12 spies came back with an unfaithful report saying that, oh, there's giants over there. There's giants, and we just like grasshoppers. And I don't have time to go into all of it, but they even said what they thought that the other people were thinking about them. How do you know what somebody's thinking about you? They kept saying, oh, they're giants and we're just grasshoppers. And so you know what happened. They had to spend 40 years in the wilderness going around the same mountains around and around and around for 40 years until those unfaithful, unbelieving, fearful people died off. But Joshua and Caleb, the two that went in that had the good report, lived, and they lived to see. And this is Joshua now going into the promised land with the command of God. Be strong and very courageous. I'm going to be with you. I'll go before you. I'll be with you. No matter where you go, I'm going with you. And in essence, what he's saying is, now listen, you tell the people. The old report 40 years ago was there were giants in the land. He said, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the giant here. I'm the giant here. If God be for me, who can be against me? You know, a lot of people say, well, me and God, we're a majority. Let me tell you something. God's a majority with you, with or without you. But thank God if he's with you, what a blessing. What an advantage. for goodness sakes, and like I say, it's all over the Bible. Let's read some more. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free. Now watch this one. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Now there's a deep story right there, because it says, for God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. A lot of people get their hopes and their dreams built on stuff. And then stuff, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you, money comes and money goes, and it goes fast. It seems like it goes faster than it comes. And there's going to be times where Paul says, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. I've been rich and I've been poor, and I've learned to be content in every state. You know why? Because he didn't depend on that. He depended on God, and God's promise said, I'll be with you, never leave you, never forsake you. Psalm 23, you know this one very well. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you're with me. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, and the flames will not set you ablaze. Now, that tells you something right there. That tells you you're going to go through stuff. You're going to go through water. You're going to go through floods. You're going to go through fiery trials. But God has given you his absolute promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll go with you. And if you'll trust in me, they will not even touch you. John 14:27. I love this one. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. If there's anything you need to do, you know, the old covenant was a lot of do's and don'ts. You know, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. And then we just talked about the new covenant yesterday where God says, I'm going to do, I'm going to do, I'm going to do. And it was God saying, I'm going to be their God. They're going to be my people. But if you have anything to do, here's something you need to do. Do not let your heart be troubled. 1 Chronicles 28:20 says, David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do it. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord, my God is with you. He will neither fail you nor forsake you before all the work of this service of the house of the Lord is finished. Romans 8:31. What then shall I say in response to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? On and on. Philippians 4:6-7. It's my favorite verse in the Bible. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And more and more and more. My friend, listen. Jesus Christ is, he came, he lived. Here's the good news. He lived, he was born of a virgin, he lived a spotless life, he died, he was buried, he rose again to justify you. If you will accept that by faith, you don't have to understand it, believe it. You can believe it. Trust him, accept him today. Let him come in. He's knocking on your heart's door right now saying, if you'll open the door, I'll come in and have supper with you. That's what it says. Read it. Revelation 3:20. Folks, let Jesus in today. And I promise you, when you let him in, you can testify. You'll have the same testimony I do. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. If you can sing that song, Lord, I need you now, he's going to tell you, I'm right here, right now. Hey, we love you. Thanks for coming to Saturate. We'll see you again, same time, same place tomorrow, okay? Bye-bye.